Today on the podcast, we're talking about connection, authenticity, and how usually we use this word of easy as an excuse. Hi, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share with a friend who might enjoy this as well. I'm really excited for this episode. This is something that kind of popped into my head this morning when I was meditating, and that's always kind of a cool thing when that happens and I get these kind of thoughts just swirling in my brain and kind of have this sense of, oh, wow, I didn't really think about it that way before. And the thought that was going in my head this morning was, is it easier or is it safer? And I think we do a lot of things in our days in the name of ease, right? We've been told that life should be easy, or that if we were good, life would be easy. Especially for my Pitta folks listening, we know how to follow the rules. We know how to do all of the instructions and do all the things and you know, make sure we've crossed every box off, checked off the boxes, cross the T's, dot the I's. There we go. That's the way that you say it. We've crossed and checked off all the boxes. And then of course, we should be successful. And we have this idea of cause and effect. If I do X, Y, and Z, I deserve or should expect this outcome that I want. And this assumption can be really damaging, because if we don't get the outcome we desire, then that means we suck. That means we didn't try hard enough, we didn't do it correctly, we didn't follow the instructions to a T, or for whatever reason, we weren't good enough to get the outcome. And so the outcome becomes a reflection of our internal wellness, and that is not always correct. It's never correct, really, but that's how it feels. And so this assumption of things being easy, I think it can become a barrier that we hide behind, because we're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, doing all the things. And so if we don't get the outcome, we shouldn't tell people that we're not getting the outcome. We should either pretend we're getting the outcome, or pretend we don't care about the outcome, or just not share that we're actually putting so much heart and soul into what we're doing, right? Have you ever done that, where you're trying so hard, you're working so hard at getting something, and you're not getting success, you're not getting that outcome, and so you just try to like step back. Like, you don't tell anyone that you're trying something and it's not working. You just pretend it doesn't exist. And this is a barrier. This is a separation. And we're trying to protect our heart, because we are telling ourselves, if I don't get this, this means I suck. And then we get scared that if we tell other people we're not getting this, they're going to tell us, well, you suck, right? Like, it's our own self-judgment that makes us scared to actually share with others. Because our self-judgment, we think that we're going to get the same judgment from other people. But it's actually our own judgment. It's actually our own judgment. So we think it's easier to not explain. We think it's easier to just pretend with everyone else that we're not working hard, or we're not feeling the strain, and that we'll just like keep doing it. And once we figure it out, because once we finally crack the nut that we haven't been able to figure out, suddenly we'll be able to be good, be successful, and win. Again, this protection, it doesn't mean you're bad or you're wrong. It doesn't mean you're doing anything incorrectly. It doesn't mean you're making things unable to be successful. But I think we have to recognize what we're doing. We have to realize, wait, why is this so hard for me to admit? Why is it hard for me to actually express that I'm having trouble accomplishing a specific goal? Right? It is self-protection. It made me think of a quote from Mark Twain, that if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything, right? Because if we're not hiding something in, when someone asks us how we're doing, we're okay with saying, not great. Or if someone says, you know, oh, hey, how's that project coming along? You can say, you know what, I'm not at the place I want to be. And doesn't mean you have to launch into it, doesn't mean it has to become a therapy session, doesn't mean that that person has to fix you or fix it, or that there's any even fixing that has to happen. But you allow yourself to actually voice and give voice to the fact that stuff isn't going the way you planned. That there's some sense of disappointment or some sense of sadness or dis-ease, right? Because pretending that the dis-ease doesn't exist and only allowing it to be expressed in certain times when you are alone is not good. That is disconnection. That is disconnection. And maybe you can see how actually letting people in might be easier, because it takes a hell of a lot less energy to share. Well, do I want to say this, that it takes less energy to share? I do. I think it takes less energy to be honest than to be dishonest. And again, a reminder that I like to throw out here, you know, I am not in any way, shape, or form a fan of rampant vulnerability or rampant, you know, I don't like walk up to a stranger that I see and then tell them my deepest, darkest secrets. And if there's someone in your life that you actually don't feel you can trust with this information, then please do not share it. Please, please do not. But sharing it from the people that matter to you, sharing it from the people that you really care about, or not sharing it with those that need to know this information, that's when all of that hiding becomes, I want to use the word fester. It starts to go a little rancid in your belly. It starts to go a little rancid in your body, and it doesn't feel good. Brené Brown is one of my favorite authors, and she's a great person to talk about with this, because this closing off, this ease of not sharing and of not admitting issues, it relates to our feelings of shame and vulnerability. And she says, if you trade authenticity for safety, you may experience the following: anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, rage, blame, resentment, and inexplicable grief. Now, the one that pops up for me is inexplicable grief, because I think that's the one that I've experienced a lot of these, but like that's the one that I think I most resonate with when I think of times that I've withheld information and times that I have taken my lack of success to mean something about me and my incapabilities rather than seeing them what they are, which is, okay, not the right time, not now. So when we hold things in, when we decide, you know what, I'm going to just keep doing the checklist, keep moving forward, and then it should work out. It should work out. It feels like we're making things easier. It feels like we don't want to put our stuff on other people. We definitely get to preserve our pride, but we're not connecting. And that aloneness is, to use for lack of a better term, that's a virus. And that sense of aloneness is going to cuts you off. And that's not a great thing. So I think it's worth exploring, you know, what are the troubles? What are the places where maybe you're not succeeding, quote unquote succeeding, and there's some shame around it? And is there someone you need to let in? Is there a way that you need to actually express what's happening? And maybe it's just to yourself that you can decide that your worth is not attached to this outcome, and that not having this perfect cause and effect relationship doesn't mean that you're broken. If you have been feeling the sense of aloneness, I highly recommend you go listen to my podcast on Tonglen meditation. It's a really beautiful meditative practice to help you find connection and compassion for yourself and for others. It's a really powerful one, especially if you are feeling alone. I'll say just this reminder, again, I'm not saying you have to go and shout out all of your issues to the world. I'm not saying that you have to share in order to be a full human being. I'm inviting you to remember that your worth is not predicated on outcomes, and so you don't have to hide when you do want to share. I hope this has been a helpful conversation dialogue for you. I would love to hear your reactions to this episode, so please do share a note with me over on Instagram on that Be Happy Healthy Human, or head on over to the website. I've got contact forms all over the place that you can send me a note. I am sending you so much love and light and recognition of your amazing brilliance. That light in me very humbly bows to the same light in each one of you. Namaste.